Any question? Where are we? I hope you remember. The first half is over. We are in the second half. It means we are in the part of the book 1 that Jeremiah starts to suggest, to say, what could we do about it all that we understand? In the first half, we hear the analysis of this duality in us between the real essence of being and the actual existing part of the body, logic and reality. In the second one, we have heard only three paragraphs. First paragraph, he talked about what it means, the peace. What is peace? He gave us a definition about it and a reason for it, for the necessity of a peace. I hope you remember. He said, because we have two parts, and the animal part has a special animal interest only. Our spiritual interest is opposite to him. So, if you don't know what to do, ask the animal whatever animal wants to do the opposite. That was the first paragraph. Second paragraph, he talked about a reason for that, in a way. Let's forget about the story. Yes, the story started of an advice to Ali, and emphasizing that even if you are the best of the best, you need someone out. Even if you have the best training and the best gifts and everything. The story was like that, but in line 2965, he gave us a very specific reason for this. He said, because we have some enemy inside us. Down there, at the end of the day, the reality is there are two over here. One temporary, one non-temporary. One physical, one non-physical. These both are there. And we were talking to shift the interest from the animal part towards the spiritual part. The animal part doesn't like that. We'll fight us. So we're fighting it ourselves. And this is a very awkward situation, because it could be a loss and loss situation, because if one of us we really lose, the other one cannot be the winner. We need to come outside. He said, because of that enemy at home, you need to come out. And for this coming out, the first stuff was the paragraph we read last time, remember. He talked about funny experience of the wish of having something without paying for it. And he said, there is a price for this. There is a price for this, and you should know it. There is a pain attached. What's the pain all about? The pain is all about changing. He started to explain what polish means. And he said, you have to remove something. There are some powers here, there are some little machines inside. These are working, and you have to shut them down. And pain is there. So you should be ready to really do it. He ended with a very special line, You have fastened both your hands tight on we, in Persian it would be I and us. You're grabbing, or you're too busy with me and us, and that's the source of the problem actually in you. Today we are going to hear the explanation of this. What is this? What does he mean that you have your both hands, with both hands you are grabbing in me and us? What does that mean, really? We are going to hear a story of three animals going to hunt. After the hunt is finished, the lion will ask the wolf to divide the stuff. And wolf wisely will divide the three catches. Will say, you are going to have this one because you are the lion. I will have the middle one, which is a goat. And the fox should get the little one. How is the logic to you? Simple. Lion will tear the wolf apart. And that's something to always remember. Because in here we don't have something big, something in the middle, something low. That's quantities. That's the physical existence. Here we talk about being blind or having the eyes. Being in love or not, there is nothing in between. You cannot be halfway. There is no halfway. When you're talking about half, there is no halfway. There is no half just, half justice, half expectancy, half truth. These are not quantities, these are qualities. They're there or not. This is what this story is going to tell you. Now, let's listen how Rumi will say this story. John, please.
How the wolf and fox went to hunt in attendance on the lion. A lion, wolf, and fox had gone to hunt in the mountains in quest, that by supporting each other, they might tie fast the bonds and fetters on the hunted animals, and all three together might seize much and great quarry in that deep wilderness. Although the fierce lion was ashamed of them, yet he did them honor and gave them his company on the way. To a king like this, the soldiers are an annoyance, but he accompanied them. A united party is a mercy. A moon like this is disgraced by the stars. It is amongst the stars for generosity's sake. The command, consult them, came to the prophet, although no counsel is to be compared with his own. In the scales, barley has become the companion of gold, not because barley has become a substance like gold. The spirit has now become the body's fellow traveler. The dog has become, for a time, the guardian of the palace gate.
Do you remember, does anyone remember the story I told you is going to tell? What did you hear about that story? Almost nothing. Yes. First couple of lines, it was a very simple explanation and the logic of the goodness of being together. Means unity, right? And the logic of it, all the animals were thinking that, okay, if we are in three, we'll be the winner. So it's good. It's useful, it's logical, right? You stopped it right there. Said, although, let me tell you something you don't get, because that part you get, right? When we say, be together, be united, you will be successful, you will get it and you will accept it. We say, yes. But, really, do you? Said, let me tell you something else. This lion is within them. Why? Because this lion needs them for hunt. This is the top predator. This is the king of the forest. So forget about that logic. There is something else. There is some magical stuff. He explains some magical stuff, and for explaining it, he needed to go here and there, and at the end even go to the Prophet Muhammad to prove a point repeatedly. Look at it carefully, because remember, I believe if you learn the language, you could read the rest of it. It is started with, yes, these three are going together to hunt, and they may be successful in three. These are three verses only. From verse 4, it says, although what? Although, first of all, this is not a fair company, because that top one should be here. In the second verse, we'll see the lion becoming a king, which doesn't need the army. In the next one, he will become the moon, which is illuminating in Rumi's time the stars. And you remember, moon to Rumi is the prophet, and the stars are the awliya and all the holy people. Then it came to the history that, wait a minute, God told Muhammad that consult with them. Although we have to believe Muhammad was the prophet, he didn't need another mind to consult. What are all these?
Forms of
connection. Did something clink in? Then he went on to conclusions, which will go to that. Up to this moment that he told us, God told to Muhammad, go and consult with them, although he had the best vision ever. Do you remember something from this? Do you remember the paragraph we just passed that said, hey, you, Ali, you are the best, but you have to seek the other person's shadow. It's coming out of yourself. Doesn't matter who you are, right? This one was not included in the logic you just accepted for these three to be together. Because to you, it was three. Was it a different to you if I made four of them? I will find another hunter smaller than fox, and another game smaller than the chicken, then what? Now we have four steps, so it's not that. Why? This is the reason. Because if they put these little seeds in one side of the scale and the gold in the other one to scale it, it doesn't mean these are equals. Yes, they weigh equal, but doesn't mean that their value is equal. We are talking about the spirit and the flesh. The spirit is with the flesh, but should we say they are the same? They carry the same value? Because one is actually the guardian dog,